Every financial tragedy has created a generation of super savers. We've seen it as early as the Great Depression in the 1930s. We saw a very conservative approach after the stock market crash in the 1980s, the dot-com bubble in the 2000s, and now, after the 2020 war on the world, we are seeing a rise of a generation of super savers. In this episode, we're going to break down what are super savers, what are their secrets, and how you can become one in a world where nearly 32% of Americans, roughly one out of every three, say that they have savings, but don't feel it's going to last during retirement. All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Thing. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified financial advisor professional with over a decade of experience, saving is something that is at the core of most successful financial plans. The ability to push the dollars you don't need today into the future is really a superpower. Some people, if they make $100, they spend $100 the next day and go right back to zero. So when an emergency comes, they are immediately in what? Debt. What I call is going from hero to zero. But this doesn't have to be you. You can retire with a large enough nest egg, so once you retire, you can stay retired. So what is a superpower? Recent research from Transamerica Institute shows super savers contribute more than 10% of their salaries to their retirement plans. That means for $100 made, they contribute $10 to their retirement. These are the individuals who have learned to pay themselves first before they pay Walmart or Target or any other company that they frequently shop at. You have to choose your hard. Savings is hard, okay? But living in debt is also hard. You have to choose your hard. Being disciplined is hard. But living without a purpose is also emotionally hard. You have to choose your hard. These people don't have superpowers, but they understand the power of voluntarily living below your means instead of being forced to live below your means. I remember growing up, my dad would take vitamins, almost every day. And I would ask, why are you taking vitamins? You don't have to. He said, I would rather be disciplined to take vitamins every day instead of being sick and forced to take medication every day. He said that if he misses a day of vitamins, that's okay. Who cares if he misses a calcium pill, right? But if he misses his medication, that can be fatal. So for him, vitamins were easier than medicine. So he prepared for that. He improved on his health. He made sure that he took care of himself before the doctors told him he had to. And I agree. It's easy to save more than it is to pay down debt. If you contribute 10% every paycheck, that's fine. If you miss a payment or maybe there's an emergency, that's fine. But if you're in debt and you miss a payment, that's not okay. You're going to pay a deeper penalty and you're going to get further and further in debt. Same thing with medication. You miss your medication, you're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. But how do you become a super saver? How do we get these superpowers? The study reveals that 60% of those surveyed are saving less than 10% of their income, while the other 44% have reached this super saver status by contributing 11% or more. The study also found that 29% of those surveyed contributed more than 15% toward retirement. So I don't want you to think that, okay, once I hit 11%, that's it. A majority of these people are actually saving more, but I digress. So the bar is pretty low at 10%. The taxes on the things that you buy is roughly what, 9% or something? So if you have enough to pay sales tax, you should have enough to pay yourself. Ted Jenkins, the CEO and founder of Oxygen Financial, tells CNBC that becoming a millionaire through a 401k requires consistent contributions at a high rate over many years. And he quotes, I always tell people there are no microwave millionaires. I love that. There are no microwave millionaires. Think about this. Consistent contributions at a high rate over many years. So if you're not contributing, if you're not contributing enough and you're not waiting enough, are you going to become a millionaire? No, right? So the key word here is contribution. People set it and forget it. They put $1,000 for their kid when they're born. They set it till they're 18, and they wonder why they only have $1,500 in the account. Investing is about consistency and your savings rate. Think about this for a second. The irony of it all. It's not that you can't contribute. It's what you have been programmed to contribute to. We have all these companies that are forcing us to contribute to their programs, and they will teach you how to do it, right? Netflix teaches you how to set up automatic payments. So every month, you don't have to think about it. Apple teaches you how to add your credit card so you can set up automatic payments. Think about this. Netflix is automatic. Your electricity bill is probably automatic. Your mortgage is probably automatic. All your expenses are most likely automatic. So why aren't your saving strategies also automatic? So if you can go into debt automatically, wouldn't it be easier to get rich automatically? Now, it's hard. I understand that. Because seeing is believing. If a majority of Americans are not saving and a majority of Americans are not in groups that also save, it's hard to see great financial advice, right? So once again, seeing is believing. You have a higher chance of following through when others around you are doing the exact same thing. Like, hey, how much did you contribute to your 401k? I'm going up to the match right now and I'm increasing it 1% per year. Oh, that's awesome. I may need to increase my savings rate because I'm thinking about putting a down payment on a home in the future. Wow, did you know for first time home purchases, there may be some tax alleviation from the penalty? I didn't know that. All these little details that you get from communicating in groups where they're talking about savings. So if no one is around, you have to be the example you want to see. You can go online, you could join a financial literacy group, you can go to free webinars and things that are offered. There are tons of professional certified financial planners, certified private wealth advisors that give these webinars to introduce you to finances. As more people work towards super saver status, it's important to prioritize long-term financial goals. Whether you're already among the 44% of super savers or wish to join them, consulting with a financial advisor can provide valuable insight into your financial future. They provide personalized advice to help your saving strategies align with your financial goals. So if you want to start saving for your retirement, you can always click the link in the description and schedule a consultation. We'll talk about your situation and ways you can work toward being a super saver. So when you retire, you can stay retired. If you're looking to become a super saver, before you start throwing all your money into a savings account, I want you to check out this episode. High yield savings accounts won't save you from working in retirement. It's episode number 291. Here we break down the downfalls of saving accounts and what you can do to be a super saver and not have to go back to work once you retire. If you're subscribed, thank you. If you're not subscribed, what are you waiting for? We would love to have you join us on a regular basis and contribute to the conversation. You can like, share, comment, or email. It is all free. So if you want to do something, you could do that for me. Well, I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.